here we are again, the good old issue of safety versus security, and it keeps cropping up. And I think what we are facing here is just a simple case of good old fashioned profiling.
Profiling? How so?
Well, what seems to be happening is Yahoo has been asked by the security, by the U.S. security agencies, not to sift through each and every email and read the content and tell them what is in it, but they seem to have instructed them to focus on some very specific key phrases or keywords. In other words, a profiling, you know, look for the man with the beard and the black hat or the baseball cap. And if you see it coming in, just have a good look. And if everything is okay, we let it go. But don't worry about anyone else. But in order to identify that person with the baseball cap, you need to look at the population as a whole. So all the emails that were coming in, they would have been filtered. And the ones that matched certain key phrases would have probably been passed on, or some of them be passed on to the security services. Profiling, like we do in airports.
Well, you know, if you want to frame the discussion in that particular way, I have to say that it's profiling is arguably one of the better ways to prevent, you know, potential problems, because street criminals, and more specifically street gangs, they dress in a certain way, they talk in a certain way. And if you see a person on the street and a number of them together, gathered together, talking and looking in a certain way, you can probably guess who they are. And in fact, we have that phrase, birds of a feather flock together, right?
Absolutely. And it goes even farther here, because with humans, we can only profile individuals by their appearance, by maybe their background, where they come from, where they're going. But with emails, of course, we can actually look inside their brains and see what is going on inside, whether there are certain specific phrases that are present in a particular email or email conversation, whether there's anything that is out of the ordinary. And I think that, again, I don't know the facts, of course. Nobody, you know, very few people would know the full facts here. But I think that the request would have been limited and very focused. And this is perhaps why Yahoo felt that they would not be successful in challenging it. So it wasn't the case that, look, we want you to go through each and every email. It was, you know, we want you to search for some very specific phrases. I think the novelty perhaps here is that they asked, the security services seem to have asked Yahoo to develop or to help them develop or create a program that will go through this process very, very easily. But that makes sense as well, because first, Yahoo would know its system much better than anyone else. And also, Yahoo will be able to make sure that only the information requested is being passed on to the security agency. So,
well, I would like to back up. You initially framed the discussion as one of safety versus security, but I don't necessarily see that as being central to the story here. I see it as one of privacy versus the overreaching grasp of Big Brother. And I guess the most shocking thing for me in the story, because, you know, after Snowden came out, we should all pretty much expect that the government not only can do, but does do whatever it wants, is that in this particular case, apparently Yahoo stepped forward and said, hey, you don't even have to ask us. We're going to do it for you. We're going to volunteer to monitor our email.
I think the truth of the matter is that Yahoo would have been best placed, and it would have been in Yahoo's best interest to cooperate here and say, look, you know, we will do what you're asking us to do. We're not going to do any more. We're not going to do anything less. I mean, that's a far better option than inviting the security services right into Yahoo headquarters and into their computer and programming system and say, you know, you go and develop something. So in a way, by singling out a small number of individuals, or small number of emails, that leaves everybody else to mind their own business and get on with their own lives. So it's not a case that everybody is being searched and every email is being gone through. In fact, vast majority of people will feel that, you know, they have nothing to worry about, and therefore their emails will be quite safe. But what is interesting here is that it's not only emails that had been sent through Yahoo, but also emails that had been arrived at Yahoo mailboxes. So the email could have been sent by anyone. It could have been sent by lawyers, it could have been sent by doctors, it could have been sent by all sorts of other people. And the other interesting aspect to this is that in the past, the email providers, from what we know, had been requested to give information on emails that are stored on their server. server. Now, what Yahoo has been seemed to be doing, they managed to create a system that will give out information even about emails that are going through the system rather than being stored on their system, which is quite unusual, I think.
Well, essentially, they are, I don't know, it's like a toll booth here, and they're reporting on everything that goes through their toll, right?
Not on everything, but only in relation to emails that would match certain very particular profiling.
You know, you raise an interesting point when you talked about how this wouldn't affect a great majority of the people, and you briefly touched upon the idea that for a lot of people, it wouldn't even matter to them. They're just normal, regular, everyday folk, and, you know, they have nothing to hide, but, you know, What I see in all of this is that the society is changing. The mindset of people is changing. And it's come to the fact where all of a sudden, a long time ago, not even so long ago, 10 years, 20 years, definitely 30, 40 years ago, what you did in your house, what you did on your property was your business. And there are a lot of phrases that go along with that. But today, it seems as if with a great many people, you know, they say, hey, are you on Facebook? I say, no. They say, well, what are you trying to hide? You know, if you haven't put everything out there, all of a sudden, I'm the bad guy now. And I'm trying to be tricky, and I'm trying to be the one that's, you know, hiding in the shadows. I say, well, I don't want to tell the world my business.
This is so interesting. It's actually true, you know. Why aren't you on Facebook? What are you trying to hide? I really like this one, but I think that it will be difficult nowadays to find anyone who's not been at least mentioned or tagged or something in one of the social media. But I think the idea of this is that it is inevitable that someone will go through a post. So in the old days, there was a postal service, and the postal service were giving all sorts of responsibilities to maintain security of its users, and they were able to go through certain packages, certain mails. Custom and excise in most countries can pick and choose. So the only thing that's happening here is we're not just picking and choosing randomly. There's some sort of direction, and what is being picked on is a very small, highly targeted sample. And I think this is why Yahoo felt they couldn't challenge it, because they were not asked to go through everything. It was a very, very small sample that they've been asked to go through. And yes, okay, you're not on Facebook, Jay, but you must be using email. I mean, do you feel 100% safe when you send and receive emails? Or in the back of your mind, you know, look, you know, there's always a chance that someone will go through this email and have you checked.
Yeah, here, I'll answer your question. I can neither confirm nor deny that I use email, but if I did, that would be in the back of my mind that, hey, there is probably somebody out there that would be very bored reading my email if I did email, because I have nothing to hide and I live a very boring life. But that's a different topic. Let's take a step back for a moment. And what implications could this story have, or this revelation have, on the EU-US Privacy Shield framework, which regulates cross-border data sharing?
We are now dealing with another incident concerning Yahoo that the listeners might already be familiar with, which is the loss of data or breach of data from 2014. So Yahoo apparently had a breach of data a couple of years ago, and only last month he decided to tell everyone about it. And that opened up the possibility of Yahoo being sued in a number of European courts for breach of data protection. Now, Yahoo handing over information in relation to specific users, specific emails, could potentially result in legal action, but I doubt it ever will, because guess what? The security services in this country, and I think we discussed this previously, they also are going through bulk data, and they do exactly the same thing.